Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. I am waiting for TikTok's countdown. This is the first time I'm on TikTok Live, so good afternoon. I don't know what is going on, but I'm assuming, okay, so I don't know what just happened. I don't know what's going on. Well, TikTok, I don't know how to do this now, but I was determined to do, oh, do you have to hold your, if you have to hold your hand down, I'm not going to get this right. So, okay, well, we're not going to do this until I get the information for how to do it, but so good afternoon, good afternoon. Now I'm in the wrong place, but that's okay. This is Speak Life Radio. I'll go tell my brother in ministry with your sister in Christ, Rachel, Carlene, Renee, a servant and daughter of the Most High God. I so want to do something, but I'm going to do it. So I'm just going to put you here because you look so far away. Y'all just talk about me. It's okay. I've been sitting down and spending time with the Lord for a week, communing. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. So, yeah, this week, there we go. So today is January 30th, 2022. It seemed like when you're away from, for me, away from doing a live, it's just like, what? Yeah, but so I still have Anchor and Blog Talk that I was a part of, but I wasn't on Facebook Live and still not really sure about what's going to go on with Facebook Live. The only reason, I don't know why I came on live this today, but thought I was going to be doing TikTok too, but I have to get the instructions of that. So welcome to Speak Life. I'll go tell my brethren ministry with your sister in Christ, Rachel, Carlene, Renee, a servant and daughter of the Most High God, Lord and King. I'm praying all is well wherever you're listening from. I send love, grace, and peace multiplied to you and your whole household within the states, without states. We all one body. So to me, that's not a divider. What's a divider is the believer or the unbeliever. And then even that, we don't know yet who are and just don't know they are, okay? So I'm lifting up my whole household. I am lifting up your whole household, and I'm lifting you below, and I'm lifting us. And I am lifting up the kingdom family worldwide, the martyr saints, persecuted saints, those trodden down, those taken by men stealers, those feeling weak, weary, withered, and even worn. Woo! I almost thought I left my sword. It's, I don't know why it's not here. Yeah, let's get this thing together now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. So, good afternoon. I'm lifting up children worldwide. I don't know whether I said the martyr saints, persecuted saints, those trodden down, those taken by men stealers, those feeling weak, weary, withered, and even worn, lifting them up and lifting up their families in the name of Jesus. So, yes, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, Lord, you see, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Ground me, Lord. Ground me, yes. Ground me, settle me, settle my spirit in the name of Jesus. All of you, none of me, squeeze every ounce of flesh out of me right now, Lord. I give you access. I give you permission. I acknowledge you. You are Lord and Lord all by yourself. There's only one on the throne of my heart, Lord God. So I ask that you speak from your throne in the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong and mighty. Lord, let our minds be renewed and transformed in the mind of Christ. So Holy Spirit, I ask you to take over, overtake me, overshadow me in the name of Jesus. Let me just rest in you, Lord Jesus, in your bosom. Lord, me and my brothers and sisters, and just be saturated with you, with your word and your Holy Spirit. Just saturate us, Lord God. Fill us up. Let us be whole in the filling, Lord God, as you pour into our dry places, pour into our wilderness places, Lord, pour into those empty places. Just pour in this dry and thirsty land. Pour, Lord God. Just pour. Pour your living water in the name of Jesus. Pour your living water, Lord God. Let us waste none. Lord, let us not be withered. Let us not be confused. Let us not be doubting. Let us not be wavering. Let us not be going backwards. Lord, let us not be contentious, Lord God. Let us not be treacherous against each other. Lord, let us not be divided. Let our words be words of life. Let that fire from our tongue burn things to ignite, not to destroy. Lord, let everything in spiritual realms be peaceful and still, and even in the flesh. I ask all these things in your mighty name, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, sent from God, my Father, in Jesus' name. So, good afternoon, beloved. Good afternoon to you. Praying all is well with you, beloved. I'm praying all is well. I'm praying that you put things in motion for this incoming year, and we're not still stuck. We're closer to 2023 than we are to 2022. And so let us walk forward, not waiting for resolutions, but revelations from God, because resolutions doesn't give life. Most of them are not even fulfilled or completed. So we make excuses why we didn't do it. But a revelation is everlasting. So what I came to talk about, I don't know. I had two words. I got one of the words from the Five Smooth Stone Prayer, because I'm still in that, and I'm sure there's at least two or three of us still touching and agreeing with the Five Smooth Stones prayer pushing into the new year. So I think that's what I'm going to talk about, because earlier this morning, I had such a experience with the Lord this morning that I just kept writing. Just was writing and declaring things in writing. I talked about that yesterday. Like I said, I was on Anchor and Blog Talk, but I talked about that yesterday. So release the old man. Release that old man and embrace the new man. Now, the other word came from John 6. This one, it was just release the old man and embrace the new man. So last night was one of those nights I was crying out to the Lord. I got a word, and I posted it. I got a word. I got two from two people that I have listened to within this last year, 2 years. Two of the people, well, two main people. And so Ava Gay, Black, and Karen Wheaton. So with Karen Wheaton, it was Isaiah 43, which in this last week, I've been in that word too. So that was a confirmation. But last night, Well, it wasn't even last night. It was probably, it was like midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. Those times I don't like being up, but since I was well rested, I was up. So I got the word from Ava to move. So the word is right person, wrong place. And so I know there's a shift and I know there's a move, but I got that word last year and it reminded me this year. It may not be physical, because the one thing we have to move, just like going into 2023, if we're still going into 2023 with a 2022 mindset, we haven't moved. If there is no expectation for this new coming year, other than if there is no breaking our patterns of this year, if there is no growth, because we are trees, we are flowers, you know, we are creatures of growth, okay? Everything God put together has some form of growth, some form of growth. Even the water keeps moving. The water keeps moving unless it's a pond or something, or is dead water, okay? But otherwise, things keep moving. So if we don't keep growing, the Lord, we're stunted, okay? Or we're dying, or we're withering. And those things are still going to get plucked up by the root, whether we do it or God do it, because there's no, it's just barren. It's just barren. It's just dead. And it's not doing anything at that point for the kingdom. It's not doing anything for the kingdom at that point. It's not. And so it's going to get plucked up. Anything that God did not plant, God plant. He is God of the living. He's not God of the dead. So one of the words I got over this time is stop listening to dead things. Over this week, stop listening to dead things. Stop listening to dead things. I was in, it probably was the prayer, the five smooth stones, because that it has been a powerful force in my life, these five smooth stones. So I thank the Lord for it. But I was in Romans 8 and the carnal mind. And the Lord, I mean, the Lord's been dealing with me about growth. Because one thing, you can't teach people something that you are not applying to your own life. You can't teach people something that you're not applying to your own life. You could teach them, but it's like that word is going to come back at you. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful that the Lord keeps me on my toes. Yeah. So let me see. Carnal mind. The carnal mind. Let me see. So the carnal mind is dead, right? And so when we are walking in the flesh, we're dead. And we're listening to dead things. And it doesn't make sense. When we are listening to opinions of people that, now, the Lord can use any. The Lord can use any. But I'm talking about our personal, a lot of us get caught on our opinions, and we think our opinions are valid, but they're not, because the only valid is the Lord Jesus, what God says. Otherwise, it's still just the opinion. It says here in Luke 13 and 6, he, the Lord Jesus, the word of God, spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree. Okay, now we're figs. All right, one is figs and one is grapes. One is dates. So a certain man had a fig tree. I believe the figs are, I'm not sure. I'm just going to leave it here. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Okay. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbers it the ground? Why cumbers it the ground? Why is it taking up this space? Why is it, it's not performing, it's not doing, it's not growing? Wow. Now this phone is running out. I wasn't planning on coming on this phone, so guess I'm not supposed to be on Facebook yet. So, cumbers the ground, distracts, renders entirely useless. So, it's not producing any fruit, not doing anything. And so, if this year has been fruitless and barren, okay, how are we preparing for next year? Because he said he came 3 years and there's no fruit. So it could be somebody in the faith for 3 years and there's no fruit. They could be somebody have joined ministry for 3 years, been sitting in church and not producing no fruit. They could be people that's going to people even on lives or social media, still ain't producing no fruit. Because just because a person is on live don't mean they're not effective. Now, there's other, well, I'm just going to stick to this, right? It doesn't mean that. If you have received the word from the Lord, through whatever vessel, it could be from the bird on the tree singing, the Lord is good, you know, whatever the case may be. If the Lord sent a message, which was John 6, if it's a sent word, it's a sent word. Let's go to John 6. Okay, Lord, have your way. Because we have to embrace the new man. A lot of us are trying to embrace both. Because it takes a lot of courage to receive Christ. Because once you receive Christ, a change is going to come. A change has to come because that's God's word. And God sent his word to accomplish things and to prosper in things and to water and to wash and to cleanse and to purge and to make into a new creation. He said, I already justified them so they can be conformed to Christ Jesus. So there's always going to be a movement. So if we're not producing, I don't care if you choose not to be a member in that church. That's your choice. But while you're in the Lord's house, you should be active. Somebody should be able to eat off of your tree because you're just sitting there. If you're outside the Lord's house and you go to 20 pastors in 1 week, you can't tell me you ain't getting no word. Okay, say it's not a pastor. Say it's Speak Life. Say it's whatever other place you've gone. Because I'm coming from the word of God, okay? So if something is not growing, it's not the word of God. It's rather, why are you coming? Why are you coming? Because a lot of people come to people not with no intent. Some people go to church with no intent of changing. No intent of, girl, let's go see what pastor talking about today. He should be talking about the word. Or what she's talking about today. She should be talking about the word. She should be preaching about God. She should be preaching. He should be preaching about reconciliation. We are ambassadors of reconciliation back to God. So I don't care what your heart is doing. You better want to get rooted the word of God because God is no respecter person. If the word is in the word, it is going to be manifest. It's going to be manifested. You go to church to see what the first lady wearing this Sunday, that's on you. Because You're not there listening and watching and seeing that Jesus is about to pass by when you can reach and touch the hem of his garment and get your deliverance. Or you're not in the building, you're watching him on TV, his servant, you're watching the servant on internet, you still can get your word. You still can get your word and your deliverance. It's intentional. When you're going, it should be for an intent. Even when you're reading the scriptures and posts, it should be with the intent that you're going to get a word. It should be with the intent that you're going to apply what you're reading. It should be in the tent. If you're posting that word should have hit you first. With the intent of change that is going to be manifested, it's going to be seen. Because this is what it says in John 6. It says now, verse 1. After these things, the Lord Jesus, the word of God, went over the sea. He went over. Which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him. A great multitude. It don't matter whether it's a small church, big church, one person in the church. As long as they're following Jesus, it don't matter. So it says, because they saw. So they was paying attention. Somebody was watching for something. Because they saw his miracles. So we sitting here seeing all this stuff. We seeing people get delivered. We seeing people get healed. We seeing people change. We seeing people get washed up by the word, just getting clean and life just changing and doors are opening and blessing. And who's sitting there not producing? Because you're watching. All you want to do is see. With no intent of goodness, because God is good. So if there's an intent of goodness, God is coming to you. God is going to do something. You're there to meet Jesus. You're there to hear what the Lord has for you. Because what's for you is for you. It could be for the whole room, everybody on one accord. But if you there just a watcher, then when you go before God, that's all you can tell him. I was watching. I didn't say anything. I was just watching. Shame on you. Shame on you. I was watching. Okay. You sit right there with your watching self. Okay? With no intent on receiving from what God is sending to you. No intent. No intent to receive. I mean, that it's the heart. It's the heart. That's the thing we have to get in check. Because a lot of times we don't want no good even from the person, or no good. We don't think no good thing could come out of Nazareth. And God set them there. God didn't ask for none of our permission. Yeah. I'm trying to get back on to... Oh, man, come on. Trying to get back onto Facebook. But the thing is, we got to embrace the new. Because, see, the old man is not getting into the kingdom of God. The old man is not getting into the kingdom of God. We got to take on the new man. We have to take on the new man. And we got to stop playing. Because we think we have all this time. We just got time on our hands. I'm only so-and-so age. I'm only this. Listen, people are leaving up out of here at all ages, newborn included. And it ain't something new. It's just that now we are seeing it because the internet. The internet. This is why, you know, God said, every eye gonna see it. No, we can't help it because the internet. The internet is the proof worldwide. The internet is the proof worldwide. It's the internet. So we got to want it. We got to want it. And he loved us so much, he continued to talk. He continued to send his message. He continued to send his word. He continues to do it. He continues to do it. Okay, so I'm just going to be on. So none of us don't have an excuse. None of us don't have an excuse. Because if you've heard any word, if you've heard any word, then he's going to hold you accountable for that word. And it's just that simple. Oh, I don't know how to do this. Okay. So, yeah, we're back on Facebook now. But God's going to hold you accountable for himself. What did he send from him to all of us to become new creations? What did he send to us? What should we be releasing to receive? See, because we can't be full of the world and the word. We can't. We can't be worried about what everybody, ooh, look at so-and-so, who she married to now, what he doing, and then what he eating, and what. We can't be full of that and talk about we full of God. So one is canceling out the other. It's that simple. It's that simple. Either you're going to get advice from, I don't want to call people names, you're going to get advice from people in the world, or are you going to go to that word or go to wise counsel that God has set so we can get this new man together? Because you have to embrace the new creation by Christ, from Christ, through Christ, because of Christ, within Christ. By the word, from the word, through the word, because of the word, and within the word. This new man. And it's personal. It's personal. This is a personal choice. But you know the thing about it, which I come to realize, it's a personal choice, but it can affect a lot of people. Because many times you may have to choose between people in your lives, or could be even a job, it could be a country you live in. It could be a lot of things when we decide to take on this new man, because everybody's not taking on the new man at the same time. You could have identical twins. That don't mean they're taking on the new man at the same time. You could have a husband and wife that is joined from the hip. That don't mean they're taking on the new man at the same time. And you could have 5 children in the house. Everybody going to church. Everybody's hearing the same word. That don't mean they're taking on the new man at the same time. You can have the parents take on the new man and the children don't. You can have the children taking on the new man and the parents don't. But this is why he said he came to divide, because either we're going to be goats or we're going to be sheep. And many times, because he said he sent us as sheep in among wolves, on the midst of wolves. So you got to know, sometimes it's right in your household. Sometimes it's right in your family. Sometimes it's right in your neighborhood. Sometimes it shows up in your marriage. Sometimes it shows up with your siblings. Sometimes it shows up. It just, we know he shows up. And you have to choose. Am I going to take on this new man and be bound? Or am I going to embrace? So this is the thing. I said, and I've said this before, and it came back to me today. Be beautiful. Because God is beautiful. His word is beautiful. And in order to embrace the new, when God's glory comes into our life and rests upon us, he can change our inside, which will manifest on the outside. And it has nothing to do with looks. But the be beautiful, it's from the inside. And a lot of times, even our words We are afraid to speak. We are afraid to declare. Some of us can post scriptures every day, but from our mouth, we are afraid to speak the word around the people that are even close to us. Some people never even share the word with their children. Some people know that they're going to have to make a decision when they're around their family. They can't speak the word because when they're around their friends, they can't speak the word. When they're among their job, I mean, people could be cussing, smoking, doing whatever they want to do. But when you mention the name of Jesus, it's like a pin drop. Everybody's uncomfortable. Many times, even the person that said the name Jesus. But God put you right there for that change. Because right at that moment, a decision has to be made. If you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and his angels. I am not ashamed of the gospel. But when we're in those moments, that's when the decision, that's when we realize whether we really live for Christ or die for Christ, or we're just mere saying that. Oh, I canceled the first part. Okay, well, it's okay. Nothing I can do about that. But that's when we know. That's when we really know who we are and whose we are. Yeah. Can I profess and confess and become my profession and my confession? Because the people see. And a great multitude followed him. John 6. And a great multitude followed him, followed the word, followed the Lord, because they saw. They saw his miracles. Which they saw his miracles, they saw the word of God's miracles, they saw the word miracles, they saw the Lord's miracles. Which miracles? Which he did, the Lord did, the word did on them, in them, but on them, that were diseased, on them. Can you embrace that? Can you embrace when all your attention was on a sickness or a diagnosis? All the attention, everybody knew that you have whatever. Everybody know you have cerebral palsy, whatever. And then God heals you. And now you don't get that attention from that thing anymore. Now you can't claim that thing because now you're a new man. Your inner man has moved in for all eternity. Can you handle that? Can you handle when they're picking up stones and they don't want you to come back because nobody else have been healed, and here you come with your healing self whistling, and they don't want to receive that? Do you deny the healing, or do you walk in that new, that beautiful you? Yeah, because they're going to come to see, just like they came to see Lazarus, as we talked yesterday. Verse 15. Oh, no, let's not go to verse 15. Let's go to verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen, still people watching, they can see. When they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, that the Lord did, one thing for sure, when we're in Christ, you really don't have to make an announcement because they're going to see it. Most people, just like the blind man, they're not even just thankful that he can see. They want to know why he's seeing, how he's seeing. And going to the pit. Now, I thought y'all said, now y'all know that man been blind his whole life. Y'all know the people been crazy. You know the people been in sin. You know the people been half dead. You know them people been in the grave. You know that. But now you see Jesus. Now you see Jesus. And now there's a problem. People love you when you have dead. But once you meet Jesus, that's an issue. Issue with blood. That becomes an issue with blood. That becomes an issue with blood. Because I plead the blood of Jesus. Okay, the blood of Jesus is about to work and clean. And now you got an issue with blood. Blood works. Yeah. Especially if you see the blood on somebody else working. Got an issue. If your heart not right. But there's those that will celebrate with you. Mourn with you and celebrate with you. Yeah, because they see the miracle. There's many of us be like, okay, wait a minute, where Jesus coming at? Let me get my house prepared because he got to come to my house too. Instead of being like, what? She got, what? He got, no. I'm waiting for Jesus to knock on my door. Okay, Jesus, come on up in here. Because, listen, things need to be in order. Things need to be healed around here. Things need to be fixed around here. Okay, yes, I didn't have the money before, Lord. Now I know you're going to perform a miracle because you did it to Sally Joe May Sue. Now, but there's others that block their blessing. You say he ain't blind no more. Why he ain't blind no more? He ain't never been blind. Man, like 50 years old. I'm just making up. I don't know how old that blind man was or those blind men. So you know he been blind all his life. So why you not celebrate? What you coming to see? Why you not celebrating? Why you not celebrating that man ain't doing that no more? Why you not celebrating Nazareth is out of the cave? Why you not celebrating that sister is sitting clothed in her right mind now? Why you not celebrating that? Even if you meet her clothes in her bright mind, why are you not celebrating that she is? Why are you not celebrating that God ordained him to be a pastor after taking him out of the grave clothes? Why are you not celebrating that? Who can preach to you a better sermon than I used to be dead or I used to be blind and now I see? Who better to know because we see the miracle, not just always reading about the miracle, hearing the preaching about the miracle, but we know Lazarus was dead. We know this, or Lazaretta was dead. We know that, and we see, it's evident that now faith, we see it. So it says in verse, I'm going to close. It says in verse 14, then those men, John 6, when they had seen the miracle that the Lord Jesus did, the word did, said, this is of a truth. This is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is of a truth. This not a rumor. This not no gossip here. This is of a truth. That prophet or that even that prophecy that should come into the world. The revelation of Jesus Christ. So it says, when the Lord Jesus, man, we could talk about different things, but when the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, therefore perceived that they would come, take him, take the Word, take the Lord by force, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent takes it by force. Okay? Yeah, then. Yeah. Takes it by force. Okay? It says, take him, take the word, take the Lord by force to make him a king or some type of ruler, because that's what a king is, to make him a king or some type of ruler, right? Why? Don't know. But they're taking him by force. That means they're not asking. They're taking him by force. Or would take him by force. He, the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, departed again, not the again, into a mountain himself, the Word himself, the Lord himself, alone. And when evening was, or when it became dark, or a dark time, like now, right, was now. Yeah, it says, and when even was now come. We in the nighttime, right? We in the evening now. His, the Word's disciples, the Lord's disciples, went down. Now see, when it started, it says, verse 1, after these things, Jesus went over. And then in verse 3, it says, and Jesus went up. So why is the disciples going the opposite direction? Because it says, and when even was now, when it's troubled times, when it's dark, when we can barely see, or no, when even was now come. We ain't no sons. People just killing people left and right and doing all kind of crazy stuff, you know, making people hamburgers, eating them, and doing it publicly. Just, you know, I didn't like what they said, so I killed the whole household. Like, evening is now come. Okay? The enemy not hiding no more. Evening has now come. All right? Yeah. Those days that Paul told us about. It says his disciples, the Words of God's disciples, the Lord's disciples, went down. Okay? Unto the sea. Most of us are so asleep right now and drunk off the world. Don't even realize we're going down. Don't even realize when we are getting withered. Don't even realize we're not producing no figs, not producing no fruit. Just Martha, just being busy, but not producing anything. Just being busy, but not producing anything. So Martha around there just serving. Everybody see Martha serving. But Martha ain't producing no fruit. No, she just serving. How do you know that? Because she won't sit at the feet of Jesus to get no instruction. Lazarus at the table. Mary worshiping and making sure the Word all over her head. Okay? Wiping his feet, which we sod our feet with the gospel of peace. Okay, he washed their feet. She's there doing this against his burial day. Okay? So these two, Lazarus hadn't been called from the grave. He could sit at the table now, okay? He's sitting with the king, not a king. He's sitting with the king, okay? And Mary is worshiping. And Martha is just busy. She just serving. Martha just serving. She's the best cook around the place. But don't have no word. She said, I know. When the resurrection, I know when this comes. I said, right now I am the resurrection, the truth and the life. When the last time you read that, Martha? When the last time you studied that? When the last time you sat at my feet? When the last time you sat still? When the last time you sat still? So it says here, they went down into the sea. Now the sea also reverence to the world. So they went down. Like, what are we doing with these reality shows? And what is that? Lifetime, you can't even, I remember years ago I used to watch Lifetime. Now, Lifetime have people, marriages jacked up because they watching all this Lifetime and you think your husband out to get you and or you out to get your husband. It's just crazy. It's just, I mean, Snap and all kinds of stuff. We watching all this stuff and we going down. Just like Jonah and going to pay the fear. So it says, it entered into a ship over the sea. Now they're going over. But listen, they enter into a ship and went over towards Capernaum. Now, Capernaum means walled villages of comfort, right? So it says, and it was now dark, still dark, still evening time, still dark. And Jesus, the Lord, the new man, was not come to them. So you in this ship, you're going down. You enter the ship, you say you're going over the sea towards Capernaum, but Jesus ain't with you. Jesus ain't with you. It's dark times. You haven't embraced him yet. You haven't, who you taking in you? Jesus has not come. You don't have no answer. Why are you moving? Why are you going? And you don't have no answer. You don't have the answer. Just like when you know it's a time to move. Okay, Abram, he went and God said to the, I will show you. But Jesus didn't say that. We didn't read that. So it's like moving. But you're moving without the most important part of you. Because Jesus hasn't come yet. And the sea arose because it can. Because our protector, our savior, is not in the ship with us. Where have we gone that Jesus ain't with us? It says, so when they had, well, who are we around in this thing that is okay if Jesus ain't there? Nobody don't know Jesus ain't there? Who is it that is okay with us being there and Jesus ain't there? Like, it's like going to some people's house or being around some people. They know who you are. They know you're a disciple. But they feel better when you ain't talking about the Bible. They feel better when you're not talking about Jesus. They feel better about it when Jesus not there. Don't bring Jesus in. Don't be talking about this Bible stuff. Every time she comes, she's talking about the Bible with her half-holy self. They feel comfortable about that. You start cussing and fussing again. Oh, it's going to be real comfortable. But they're going to talk about you because they're going to say, I told y'all she wasn't safe. Told y'all he wasn't safe. Told y'all. That's why I ain't going to their church. Because I told y'all, they not safe. They prefer for you to get on their nerve. Because then they're like, oh, man, she never going to stop this. He ain't never going to stop this. Trying to just past herself. But anyway, it says, and the sea, the same people you went down in with arose. Those are the same ones be jumping your stuff and but anyway. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind, which is also spirit that blew. That blew. Them same ones you went down for. My Lord. That just hit me right there. Same ones you went down for. They then arose and blew to clatter, to slap, to drive, to clasp, to come up, happen, to breathe gently. Slapping you around in the name of Jesus. It says, so when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs. I don't know what furlongs is. Some type of distance. I don't know. I didn't look it up. They see the Lord Jesus. They see the word. Now they're seeing. They see the Lord. They see the word walking on the sea. The ones that slapping you around, Jesus, walking on them jokers, all that trouble that's blowing. My Lord. And drawing nigh. Until the ship, drawing nigh to that place, that vessel that you're in, that place or that thing, and hope it ain't a church, but it could be ships, okay? And they were afraid. Okay, so wait a minute. This is the Jesus you that slept with, ate with, then taught you all this stuff, then healed the sick, he brought forth the dead, and you see him and you're afraid. So it makes me wonder, is he in another form? I don't know. But it says, so when they had did all this rowing to try to get to where they were supposed to be, they see Jesus. They see the word of God. They see what God is saying, walking on the sea and drawing near unto the ship, and they were afraid. But the word, the Lord, Jesus, said unto them, it is I. It is the word of God. It is what God said. It is the Lord. Be not afraid. This thing that is changing and turning, how this new man is coming, how these changes got to be made, this thing that's coming, this word, it's a sent word. I will not grab hold to that thing. It's a sent word coming. But it doesn't look like you think it's going to look. It's not going to look like Jesus. But it's Jesus. These changes in your mind, this change in your perspective, it could be a scary thing. It could be scary. God got you standing up in the middle of some place saying, Jesus is Lord. It could be scary because you didn't expect that. You didn't expect God use me. Okay, this I'm going to use you. Uh-huh. Go in the streets of New York. I want you just to say, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. It's scary. It doesn't look like Jesus because it don't look like Jesus. You done gone down in something and they happy. And Jesus is walking on that. That word is on that. Okay? It's a song. God is in this story. No matter what you're going through, God could be in that sickness. God could be in that separation. I didn't say divorce. I said separation. Because sometimes y'all both need to grow. Somebody may have to receive that new man, and in that house, you can't receive it because you're too busy fighting that you're changing, that change is coming. Whatever it is that you have to go to, you got to move to that perspective. Whatever it is, that mind change, that language change, how you respond to things, whatever it is, to the eye, it doesn't look like Jesus. Oh, my Lord, but it is. That tension, because two should be in the house against three, and three should be against two. When Jesus comes in, when that new man, when you allow and embrace that new man, that beauty of the Lord, when you embrace that thing, it can cause tension, and it don't look like Jesus. But you got to be at his feet to know God's character, his attributes, it's higher than us. His way is higher. So we're not even thinking half on his level, how it's going to look. You don't know what he got to do. You don't know what got to be put together. You don't know what got to be pulled out. You don't know that word coming from everlasting to everlasting. And everything that's supposed to join to make light got to come together. And it don't always look like that. It don't always look like it. I'm telling you, it don't look like it. You may be one always popping off at the mouth. Now you got to keep your mouth shut. You got to take it. You got to take it. And it don't look like Jesus. Something wrong. Or you got to be the one to speak up, because everybody thinks Jesus just is, ooh, I heard a pastor say, how God says, son, I need you to go. God don't talk like that. Listen, he gives commands. He not asking whether you feel good about it. He gives commands. He makes statutes and judgments. He asking us, you know, I need you to go. No. Arise and go. Bam. That's how it is. And so you might start doing things that don't look like Jesus. You might have to pack up. God said, okay, in the morning time, you got to be gone by 9 o'clock. They're like, what do you mean gone? Pack your bags, pack your car. You got to get out of here, because you don't even know what you're going down into. You don't know. And he's pulling you out of that thing because you didn't pray something. Somebody's praying for you. Somebody's calling you out the grave. And where you are may be your grave, and you just don't know it. And you got to walk on that thing. My Lord Jesus, have mercy. Then they willingly received him. Then they willingly received him. Got to receive that new man. Into the ship. Whatever you in, going down, got to receive him. And immediately the ship was at the land whither or where they went. Until you receive it, you're not going to get to the destination. You're going to be fighting your way to it. And then you're going to be doubting. Am I supposed to be going here? Why is it so hard? It must not be God. It's the enemy. No, you went without your sword. You went without the word. You went without declaring. You're going into this new year the same way. You're not declaring nothing over that spirit. No, you're not declaring nothing. You're going with the same fear from this year, the year before that. You're going with the same mindset. And this is a new place. This is a new, can't go the same way. You got to receive that inner man. You got to receive that inner man in the name of Jesus. You got to receive the word. It's a sent word, and you got to receive it. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I send the word of God to the people, God to the ears of God, to the hearts of men. You have the most blessed, blessed weekend. Blessed. If we don't see each other again, declare that thing over that new year. Stop waiting on how the world is doing it with a resolution. Baby, we need revelation to make it through. Okay. In Jesus' name, peace.